I'd ask you if you would pray for us. I don't think it'll take very long. I just got a little bitty thought, but I've tried my best all week to try to study and try to have some big thought, and he just gives me, just kept giving me this one little thought, and I tried to find more, you know. I don't know about y'all, but sometimes I look for more, but he said, this is what you got. And I told Sheila this morning, I said, I'm going to have to dance with a girl that I brought to the dance. So this is the thought he's given me. So that's what I'm going to preach on this morning. And I pray that we'll get a little something out of it. Here a couple weeks ago, we had the Lord's Supper. And each time we do that, my prayer is for one person, just one, to really get the true meaning of why we're doing that. And that's what my prayer is. And my prayer is today that maybe one of us would, when we have the Lord's Supper, we're always doing with the body and the blood of Christ and the things he suffered for us. And today is to do with the resurrection. So it's to do with the burial and the resurrection of Christ. And I pray today that we'll be able to bring out something that might be able to a little help to somebody. Brother Larry's done read a whole lot of her scriptures this morning, and that's good. That's a good thing. I'm thankful that we was on the same page, and but we want to take a reading lesson from Matthew 28. And I know everybody here today, or most everybody, it might be some here, be like the Sadducees, don't believe in the resurrection. I think most everybody here today would believe that Jesus Christ is rise. I believe that's why, one of the reasons why you're here today. But I want us to get a hold a little more of to do with the resurrection, to do with not only him, but me and you. And so I've always said, and y'all know me, if y'all, the ones that know me know how much I love the subject of the resurrection. And I do. I think it's special about it. I believe when we die, we'll go either be with the Lord, or I believe if we're not born again and saved by God's grace, we're going to a devil's hell just that quick. When we take our last breath, I've heard Brother Barry say it, when we'll inhale here and we'll exhale either there or there. I believe that. But I also believe there's something special about the resurrection. And it said, in the end of the Sabbath, as it begun dawn, and that was the Sabbath that was on what we consider Saturday. And it begun dawn toward the first day of the week, and Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, and for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door, and he sat upon him. And his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment was white as snow. And as far as fear, and for fear of him, the keepers did shake and become as dead men. And the angel answered and said to the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. He said, come and see the place where the Lord lay, and quickly and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, and there shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre, and with fear and great joy did run and bring the disciples word. And as they went to tell the disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail or greetings. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid, and go tell my brethren that they go unto Galilee, there shall they see me. And I guess one of our thoughts would be, he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. And we find in the scriptures, and we'll read here in a little bit, he showed them different times his hands and his feet where the nails was, to prove to them that he was the one that was crucified on the cross. And he wanted them to come and see. The angel told them, come and see where he lay, because he wanted to be evident to them that he was no longer there. The one that was laid in the grave, grave, that'd be evident to them, and proof and evidence that he was no longer there, that he had raised. I want you to understand something today. What I hope we get a grasp on today, that it was nothing there but the linen cloth and what he was wrapped in. There was nothing left there. He was gone. He had raised from the dead. Over here in John's gospel over there to do with Lazarus, whom Jesus raised, he said in the 25th verse, it said, and that's where we'll take our text, and Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the one and the life, and he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And y'all pray for me today that I'd be able to bring out my little scattered thoughts that the Lord's laid upon my heart. I pray today the example we have in the Bible is Jesus Christ. That is the resurrection. If you want to know anything about the resurrection, you look at him. You'll be able to see it. He's the perfect and the only example we have of a living Savior that raised from the dead and ascended to heaven. So years ago, I guess I always thought about when I've said it over and over here about how we come out of the grave. The Bible says that those that are dead in Christ shall rise first, and those of us who are alive and remain shall be gathered with them and caught up in the air. I guess for a long time I saw spiritual beings in my mind. I would be in a grave. See, the grave's busted open, and these spiritual beings are coming out of the grave, and that's how I always saw it. And I think a lot of people still do it. I think a lot of people have a hard time getting a grasp on us coming out of the grave. But I believe it's going to be much more than that. I don't think we're going to come out of there just something floating around and go to a heaven that we just float around up yonder as some kind of little spiritual being or something that nobody can feel, nobody can touch, nobody can love, nobody can hold. We're going to be much more than that. And I believe in all my heart we'll be able to touch his nail-scarred hands. I will be able to hold his feet. I believe not only that, but we'll be able to hold our loved ones. We'll be able to feel one another. And I want you to know there's many times at night when my wife has had troubles along the way of sickness and stuff, I've reached over and just feel her to know she's all right at night. Honey, I want to tell you something. I'm talking about a place and a body. Brother Barry, I'm going to be able to shake your hand and feel it. And not only that, I'm going to be able to shake my Lord's hand. And I'm going to be able to feel him. I'm going to be able to hold him. I believe just like that old rich man in hell, he had all his feelings. I heard preachers preach over it time and time again, how they can taste, how they can feel, how they can see. We're going to have those feelings. And all his is going to be bad. And all those in hell is going to be bad. But honey, ours is going to be good. What we're going to be able to feel, it's going to be able to go. I was trying to lose weight where I could do better at this. I will tell you, the Holy Spirit of God comes around you, you can lose all the weight you want to. Exercise all you want. He'll take a breath out of you. 1 Corinthians 15, it says, So when the corruptible shall put on the incorruption, and the mortal shall put on the immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Listen to me. That wasn't just to do with Jesus. It's to do with me and you too. Honey, our sins were left there in that grave that was hewed out in a solid stone, as far as the east is from the west. And I want to tell you something else. When I got saved, this body, this flesh didn't get saved. Neither did yours. What you stay standing for you today is sinful, brother. The Bible says flesh and blood shall not inherit kingdom of heaven. Honey, this body here ain't fit for the kingdom of heaven in the condition it's in. But listen to me. Just like my soul was changed, just like it was born again, it was made alive, this body will be made alive again. It will be changed, and it will be likened unto His. It'll be glorified. It will be no sin about it no more. I want you to know something. It's going to be perfect that day. David said, when I awake in thy likeness, I'll be satisfied. For the first time ever, I'll be satisfied with what I look like when I come out of that grave and I'm changed in His likeness. Oh, man. Y'all go with me if you would. I told you, Larry done read all my stuff. That's good. In Luke, the 24th chapter, in the 36th verse, and as they thus spake, Jesus Himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. They were terrified and afraid and supposed that they had seen a spirit. Listen to me. That's why I used to see it in my mind. I'd see coming out of a grave a spirit. But listen to what He said to them. He said to them, why are you troubled? And why do you thoughts arise in your heart? Behold my hands and my feet, that is I myself. Listen to what He says, handle me. That means look it up. It means feel me. Feel me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones. As ye see me have, He said, I'm flesh and bones. I'm not a spirit. I'm right here. I'm the one they placed in the grave. I'm the one who hung on the cross for you. Handle me. Amen. Take a hold on me. Oh. You know what? He turned around and asked the man, he said, do you have any meat? What the fishes and holy cold to give him? Oh, he took it to eat it. I believe it was good to him. I believe in that new body we have. We're going to eat. We get up there. He said we'd take the Lord's Supper with him. He said, I'll not take it with you no more until I take it again in the kingdom. Listen, we're going to eat up there. Marty talked about being hungry. Brother, we'll not get hungry for Him no more. He'll not be hungry for us no more, because we'll be right there with Him. So if He is our example, I've heard people say, when the resurrection comes, we'll be walking around. We'll just do like our body will fall down. And another, you can forget about that. There wasn't nothing left in that grave. He is our example. He come out of the grave. Honey, when that time comes, we'll be changed in a twinkling of an eye. You won't be able to blink your eye fast enough. And you'll be made into something that He can bring up to heaven. That may not mean nothing to y'all, but I'm going to see my mom and daddy. I'm going to see my pops. And you say, well, it's about Jesus. Amen. Yes, it is. But I want to see my mama again.
I want to hold her hand again. I want to hold my daddy again. And I know some of you want to hold your love once again. And you're going to get to. And you're going to be able to feel them handle me. We're going to have a body, a living body. I believe heaven will be like paradise. That's what he told the thief. Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Eden, the garden of Eden. It'll be perfect. Nothing like we've never seen before. The one that always got me. And boy, a lot of y'all just didn't want to receive it. Now some of you today still won't receive it. I don't care. You can leave believing what you want to. Honey, I'm going to believe what I want to too. Job said over there, he said, oh, my body may see corruption and may rot. He said, in my flesh, I shall see God. Nobody can look on God and live. Nobody. He said, no, I'll be put in a grave and I may rot. I may decompose. He said, my flesh shall see God. I done said flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, and it can't. But honey, he's going to change that body. He's going to change it. We're made from the dust of the ground. And I want you to know we'll return to it. But he's going to put her back together. And she's going to be perfect. I'm not sure if I'll run out of breath anymore then. But I believe I'll feel. And I believe I'll be able to feel him.
Amen.
The perfect example of the resurrection is Jesus Christ. If you're still one of these thinking that your body's going to be left behind, you go on to read in that 24th chapter of Luke, you get into the 51st verse, and it says, and it came to pass while he blessed them, he parted from them and carried up into heaven. There wasn't nothing left to him there. He was resurrected, not only from the grave, but he was carried up to heaven in the body that he come out of the grave. Just like there wasn't nothing left there to see.
Amen.
There still wasn't nothing left there to see. So you can say, Brother Jeff, you just don't look like nothing that would go to heaven. I'd say amen. You don't neither.
Amen.
But there wasn't nothing about him that was to be desired. That anybody would see that would be desired. But he was fit. He took on our sin, and that's what put him in the grave. He left it in the grave, and he come out. He made a way for us to go to him. Someday after a while, I'm going to come out of the grave. If you're here today and you're lost, you're going to come out of a grave too. I believe in a general resurrection. I believe you're going to have a body too. I believe that. And I believe it'll be destroyed for eternity. But today we're not here to celebrate that. We're here to celebrate the one that come out of the grave. And because of that, we're justified. Because of that, our sins have been forgiven. You say that happened at the cross. It was finished at the cross. What was finished at the cross is he had kept the law.
That's right.
From A to Z. He had kept every bit of it. It wasn't finished until he come out of the grave. Because if he hadn't have come out of the grave, we would still been dead in our sins.
Right.
There would have been no justification. But thanks be unto God. Not only did he'll come out of the grave and we're saved for it, but someday, he's our example of the resurrection. We're going to come out of the grave. We're going to have a body. We're going to be able to feel our loved ones. And we're going to be able to feel Him. That may not mean much to y'all, but that was just a little thought that He gave me. We speak that which we know. It's what He told Nicodemus. I've studied on this for a long time. And if you don't agree with it, I do care. But you can talk to me outside about it. And I want to tell you, you're missing out on a whole lot that you have to look forward to. Amen. Feel me.
Amen.
Handle me. Touch it. Can you feel it? He's all through there. In the beginning, God. Even so, Jesus, come. He's all through there. I can feel Him this morning. But that day, I'm going to reach out. And I'm going to hold Him. And I'm going to feel Him. That means something to me. Brother, if you got a song, if you hear a name lost, if you don't know that, if you don't know that someday you're going to be able to handle Him, someday you're going to be able to live with Him, He made a way, and that's through repentance and faith. Trust in Him today. Seek Him today. Pray. You say, I don't know how to pray. I don't either. Just from the depth of your heart, call on Him. And ask Him to forgive you. And believe in Him with all your heart. And He'll save your soul. And you can go be with us. Never have to be separated. Be all together. There, we often have family reunions. We sing that song. But honey, up there, we'll never depart. Used to on Sunday evening, we'd have visiting preachers and I'd drive by Mom and Daddy's. All the family would be there for Easter and I'd have to drive on by to come on to church. And that's what I needed to do. Don't get me wrong. I don't regret nothing one thing. But it was hard to drive by there and watch you, Mom and Dad. Your brothers and sisters, and a lot of them's gone now. It was hard to drive by and just wave and go on. Listen, Dad, forget about it. We'll never leave them again. We'll be together. Holding one another. Feeling one another. Rejoicing with one another. You can have that. You can be with them. You can be with us. But most of all, you can be with Jesus. And you'll be able to feel Him. And you can feel Him today. In your heart, if you'll trust Him. All right, I reckon maybe I'm done this time.